Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. I'm Ewan Rankin. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So CETIA is underway and Nokia has decided that it's going to do an awful lot. It's announced a number of partnerships with its new Lumia phone to provide you a whole bunch of applications. If you like the PGA Tour, then there's going to be a dedicated app for all your golf in action. ESPN's going to be in there as well. And also there's going to be a fantasy football app as well. Gamers are going to get FIFA, NBA Jam and lots more. And Rovio have promised also to provide Angry Birds. It wouldn't be any use without Angry Birds. No one would buy it. But no one may buy it anyway. They've also announced City Lens. This is an augmented reality application that fits over the top of your phone and you look out and you see lots of bright pictures over your normal view. Well done, Nokia, for joining what was current 3 years ago. Good grief. Passport Wi-Fi has announced that it's going to try and create a seamless integration of Wi-Fi hotspots. It's a great idea. What it's saying is cell carriers manage to hand off and drop off when they get people coming across to different towers, so why can't you do it with Wi-Fi? The theory is that all they have to do is get enough Wi-Fi providers to join the scheme, and then all you have to do is sign up and agree to an account. And once you've got an account running, it'll jump you forwards and backwards across all your Wi-Fis across the city, and oh man, won't it be fun? Jabra has announced its Colors Clipper. It's 5 bright clips that fit onto your lapel and they're Bluetooth headphones. So what you do is you plug in your headphones and stick them in your ear and you look fine and dandy. Pretty impressive. $60 price tag, $15 of free Amazon Music when you get it. And also it's got 8 days of standby with 6 hours talk time. So that's really pretty good. I think I might want to buy some of these. HP has also refreshed its line. Now you're sitting waiting for me to say, oh, it's the netbooks, it's the laptops, it's the desktops. It's not. It's everything. They've absolutely vomited an entire load of HP computers out across the market. There's tons and tons of laptops and netbooks, and there's tons of desktops as well, and server level stuff's had a bit of a tweak too. If you want to know what it is, there's no better coverage than Engadget. They've got the entire line listed there, and some of them, I've got to say, do look very nice. AdSend Media LLC have been fined $100,000. They were unscrupulous media providers who posted to Facebook pages with offers to view scandalous or provocative content. However, before you were able to look at it, you had to go somewhere else as well, and you had to give up some of your data and information. They made $20 million a year from this activity, and they've been fined £100,000. Something wrong there, isn't there? Google has been given a license to get its self-driven car to run all over the roads of Nevada. Nevada changed its motor vehicle policy this week, and they said that driverless cars were perfectly acceptable on their highways. The Google car is no stranger to driving. It's driven all over the place, through New York, down Las Vegas Strip, and across the Golden Gate Bridge. But it's never had an accident, and it's never had anyone who's not sitting there getting ready to take over. This will be the first test where the person may actually climb in the back seat. We'll have to wait and see. It's done 140,000 miles so far. I think we can trust them. Google has also announced that its Hangouts have got Google Plus Hangouts on-air live broadcasting. So basically what this is going to do is turn them into people like Ustream and Justin TV. We're going to give it a try and see if it's worth swapping over. They are going to give you TV channels effectively for you to broadcast all your content out across. And one of the things that's really nice is that all of your videos are automatically recorded to your YouTube channel, and also you're given an embed code so that you can embed it directly on your website. No need to go to iTunes anymore if you don't really want to. Very good. King Max has delivered a 1 terabyte SSD in Japan. It's snuck out there, and you're thinking, well, okay, but that's going to be pretty expensive. Not so much. It's under $1,500, $1,490. That really knocks a chunk off OCZ's price, and it looks like it could be very, very good. The only thing I would say is, having been bitten twice by SSDs in the last 12 months, do be careful when purchasing. Now, I was running through some articles this morning and I stumbled across one from the unofficial Apple weblog. It was comparing Apple and IKEA and saying that there was two similar retail stores. Mike Schramm was giving the comparison, and I've got to say, Mike, I think you're talking out your arse. I can't think of two companies who are further apart in terms of customer services. IKEA is absolutely crap. I've had two experiences with them with ordering stuff, and they've bent me over on both occasions. Won't be doing it again. Now, if you're Sean Lawless, you've just managed to break the speed record for an electric vehicle. He went to a drag strip in Nevada and he took his electrically powered drag bike down the strip. He clocked over 200 miles per hour and did 6.9 seconds for the quarter mile. Well done, mate. What's really weird about the video is there's tons and tons of engine noise around the place, but none of it's from him. When he starts off, all you hear is the tyres on the ground. And finally, it would seem that dinosaurs kept our planet warm by belching and farting. Yes, most of them, of course, ate plants and were actually herbivores that provided for the carnivores in terms of their dinner habits. And it seems that they belched and fart so much that they released 2,500 litres of methane a day each. Then that's why the planet was hot and there was no ice caps. Quite why I'm doing it, I'm not entirely sure. I'm telling the wife I'm going to warm the planet up. No, that won't work. We'll see. If you've got a story and not also listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at British Tech Network. We'll be back again on Friday. We're going to give you three of these this week, you lucky people. If you can, go to our website. There's a banner there for Paul Beattie, who is cycling from Land's End to John O'Groats. Please click on it and give him a little bit of a donation if you possibly can. Just a couple of dollars here or there, or a couple of pounds, would make a world of difference to the hospice that he's cycling for. We'll be back again on Friday. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.